Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Built as a way to connect Schenley Park with Pittsburgh's Golden Triangle, Bigelow Boulevard is a lasting tribute to the city's most famous urban planner. Known as the father of Pittsburgh parks, Edward Manning Bigelow was appointed Director of Public Works in 1888 and addressed the increasing need for urban parks by acquiring land that the mill and factory workers could use for recreation. Early on, Bigelow convinced Mary Schenley to donate land to the city to create Schenley Park and negotiated with other local farmers to obtain the land for Highland Park. Bigelow then began work on a system of boulevards to connect the urban parks. Although his vision for a park system angered developers who wanted to use the land to build businesses and office buildings, Bigelow stayed focused. After 3 years of construction work along the side of Bedford Hill, Grant Boulevard opened to traffic on July 1, 1900. Prompted by the success of the new boulevard, Pittsburgh's Planning Commission pushed for the construction of the Boulevard of the Allies, along with Beechwood Boulevard and Washington Boulevard. In 1916, the three-mile stretch was renamed Bigelow Boulevard in honor of its staunch supporter. Reconstruction of the heavily traveled roadway began in the 1930s, and in 1939, the street was rebuilt with a modern concrete surface, new lighting, and beautification of the surrounding land. Today, Bigelow Boulevard remains one of the most traveled roads in the city, while providing commuters with easy access and scenic views of downtown Pittsburgh.